It's Thursday, February 1st, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A driver was struck and killed while trying to remove his car from the road near Ladysmith Wednesday evening. A fire destroyed a building in Birchwood Thursday morning. A Rice Lake man and others are charged for a fatal motorcycle crash last August, and a benefit is this weekend at the Elks Lodge for a very young girl with eye cancer. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A man trying to push his vehicle out of the road was killed in a multi-vehicle crash on Highway 8 near Ladysmith on Wednesday evening. Rusk County Sheriff Jeff Wallace said a Chevy Tahoe driven by 59-year-old Gregory Davis of Ladysmith was heading west and was slowing to make a turn near Townline Road when it was rear-ended by a Pontiac Grand Prix. The Grand Prix was disabled and had no working taillights. The driver, 35-year-old Kai Rasmussen, and his passenger, 18-year-old Robert Murta, attempted to push the vehicle out of the roadway. Moments later, a westbound Ford Escape driven by 62-year-old Mark Western of Cameron struck the Grand Prix, Rasmussen, and Murta. Rasmussen was killed. No injuries were reported for Murta and the other drivers. The crash remains under investigation by the Rusk County Sheriff's Office and Wisconsin State Patrol. Fire destroyed a commercial building in Birchwood early Thursday morning. Birchwood Fire Chief Ken George said his department was called out at 1:30 a.m. this morning to the 900 block of Highway 48, finding a former repair shop half engulfed in flames, with fire quickly spreading to the entire structure. Firefighters were on scene until 7:30 a.m. Thursday. There were no injuries. The 40 by 60 foot building currently housed a wood shop and was being used for storage. The building and its contents were a total loss, George said. The chief said a cause is not known at this time, but appears to be accidental. A Rice Lake man faces hit-and-run charges from an August fatal motorcycle crash, and four others are charged for impeding officers' investigation of the incident. 32-year-old Tyler J. Baker of Rice Lake was charged Tuesday in Barron County Circuit Court with felony hit-and-run involving death and misdemeanor obstructing an officer, both with repeater modifiers. Charged with obstructing an officer are 32-year-old Dustin M. Pewig of Cumberland, 31-year-old Brett Herdlicka of Rice Lake, 31-year-old Bailey Basham of Rice Lake, and 28-year-old Ashley R. Walton of Rice Lake. Court records allege that the group of five and another rider, not charged, were riding with 37-year-old Charles Key of Rice Lake. The group was heading home from Good Time Saloon on August 19th when Baker said Key swerved and their bikes collided and crashed. Key was injured and later died at the hospital. Witnesses to the crash said the riders fled the scene, with the exception of Walton, who remained there. Governor Tony Evers signs a bipartisan package of dental health bills into law. Bob Haig has a soundbite.
A total of five new laws designed to increase access to dental care and grow Wisconsin's workforce in dental health. One allows Wisconsin to now recognize hygienist accreditations from other states. Another creates guidelines for distributing $20 million in state aid for technical colleges' dental training programs. And Marquette University dental students can receive scholarships if they agree to pursue a career in an underserved area. A majority of Wisconsin's 72 counties are designated as dental health professional shortage areas. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Order maple syrup, get maple syrup. That's a simple premise of a bipartisan bill at the Capitol in Madison. Teresa Baroon is with the Wisconsin Maple Syrup Producers.
When you go into a restaurant and you see maple syrup, you're getting, on your pancakes, you're getting your Karo syrup and stuff. People aren't actually putting maple in the place where it should be maple. And all the work that it puts in to making that maple syrup, we really, again, want the consumer to be aware.
Restaurants would be prohibited from serving syrup substitutes if their menus list maple syrup, although the bill carries no penalties if they don't comply. Wisconsin has a similar law that bars restaurants from serving margarine instead of butter unless the customer asks for it or both are offered. According to UW Extension, Wisconsin's annual production of about 400,000 gallons of maple syrup puts it in fourth place behind Vermont, New York, and Maine. This weekend, you can help a baby girl diagnosed with eye cancer. A.J. Hockrey with the story.
On Saturday, February 3rd, the Rice Lake Elks Lodge will be hosting a benefit for Noelle Nelson. Noelle was diagnosed with an eye cancer known as retinoblastoma only 11 weeks after she was born on Memorial Day of 2023. Noelle's father, Tony Nelson, talks about the setbacks and hope on her road to recovery.
We started her treatments in Rochester with chemotherapy. After the first type of chemo, it was unsuccessful. And now we are on a second, more extreme style of chemotherapy. A lot of people have been asking how Noelle has been doing through this process. She's been doing amazing. The doctors are really happy. She smiles all the time. She's doing everything that they want her to be doing herself. So now it's just waiting to see if we get the results that she deserves and for her to be cancer-free.
The benefit is scheduled from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday at the Elks Lodge. The event features a spaghetti lunch, raffles, and prizes. All money raised from the benefit will go to travel and medical expenses for Noelle. More information can be found on Facebook. Search for Noelle Nelson Benefit. I'm AJ Hockery.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.